I was getting phone calls on Christmas morning last year in relation to people in the Coppany, Leganey area. I mean, now there's a number of families out here that has mortar at the moment. That, I mean, this is in November. Unfortunately, they cannot put on a fire, they cannot wash clothes, they cannot make a dinner. We're here 12 months later and we're no further on. I had a meeting with Irish Water, I mean, in Donegal, sitting in this MD here in Donegal town, come back in the end of August, beginning of September. And they informed me at that meeting that a pump was needed, that a booster pump was going to be put in place. That's 4 months ago. Here we are still sitting near the eve of Christmas and these families are still out here without water. Now, this is unacceptable at this day and age. This, you know, you wouldn't have this in third world countries and that. If this was in Dublin or in the bigger cities, there'd be an outcry right over it. Like, I mean, how long can you leave families without water? You know, in the month of winter, I mean, basically people kind of put on a fire. I mean, we always know basically when our power goes out or when we're without water ourselves, how difficult it is to survive in this day and age. And here we are with families again, 12 months later, don't really know if they have water to make a Christmas dinner. And that is totally unacceptable. And I've asked the Director of Service to intervene now as a matter of urgency with Irish Water. I put a report into Irish Water. I'm not getting a response back. As I said, we did meet them in person. They did confirm to me that they had known there was an issue out there, they were going to put in a booster pump in there. Now I'm trying to get clarity on that and nobody will come back with clarity. And that's totally unacceptable to me as elected representative and the people that I represent on a daily basis. These are my neighbours, they're people I meet on a daily basis. And, you know, your heart has to go out to them. And, you know, there doesn't seem to be a sense of urgency here with Irish Water. And it's unacceptable and I've asked the Director of Service to intervene as a matter of urgency now.
Why do you think up until this point that there hasn't been a sense of urgency with Irish Water to fix this problem?
And that, I mean, they're trying to basically first find out what the problem was. And I was told again in the summer that well, the booster pump would resolve this. We told them this for ages. The local water staff on the ground knows this and that. Then I heard there was a leak out there. I've been told at the moment that there's a bit of a leak out there. They're out there working on it as we speak today. That, but I mean, you know, 12 months later, like how long has it to go on before we get action? And as I say, I mean, this is totally unacceptable to the families that are living here with this on a daily basis.